Hey guys, before we get into today's episode, this is a shout out to my sponsor, Cloudways. Cloudways is a proud sponsor of this episode. They have recently launched a new product called Cloudways Autonomous, which is an auto-scalable solution built for mission-critical WordPress and WooCommerce sites. So if you're someone who experiences a regular surge in traffic, this product is for you. Move to Cloudways now and get 20% off for 2 months. You're going to go ahead and use coupon code KIM242, and that's the word four. So it's KIM20FOR2, KIM242. Now let's get into today's episode. Hey there, it's Kim Doyle, and welcome to my show, where digital marketing meets real stories, experiences, and strategies. You'll get a behind-the-scenes look at what's working and not working in my business, as well as other experts who show up and share their stories. As much as I love talking about tangible marketing principles and tactics, we'll dig a little deeper with mindset and explore what's required to create a business you love on your terms that also supports your life. I want to help you understand the why behind the how. Whether you're a seasoned marketer or just dipping your toes in, remember, marketing is a journey and the goal is to enjoy it. My desire is to guide you on your journey and remind you that no matter what life throws at you, you've got this. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Kim Doyle Show. I, of course, am your host, Kim Doyle, and holy moly, you guys. Okay, first of all, welcome to episode 140, where we are going to talk about how I happily use AI for content creation. But I was about 15 minutes into this episode, and Riverside prompted me that my internet connection was lost. And everything just shut off. However, I don't know that I don't know. And you like that? Mind you, I'm on Volcano Communications up at my dad's house in the mountains. And I went out and I rebooted and then I restarted my computer, everything. So, you know, fingers crossed. That was a bummer though. So here we go. Let's just jump right into it. I'm going to do, of course, I always like to give you guys a little bit of an update. I feel like was it last week that I missed an episode or the week before? I don't remember. Life has just been really busy with, you know, my dad's house is actually listed for sale. We've had an open house, but I think we had one neighbor show up or something to that only because, you guys, this is an interesting market. Now, we're in Northern California, about an hour southeast of Lake Tahoe. It's in the mountains. And it's not a typical neighborhood though, right? Like all the houses up here are custom. And I don't mean that, they're millionaire homes or anything, but there's no track homes, right? There's not a neighborhood. This is kind of a destination area. And while the house is beautiful, the photos came out great. It's not going to be, I think the realtor was a little bit more surprised than my dad and I were about, okay, not to mention we got snow like 2 days before the open house. So I'm happily recording on a beautiful, sunny, almost 70 degree day here. I really think we're heading towards the nice weather, which makes me very happy. I'm very anxious to get back to the warmth of Costa Rica. But anyway, I don't want to go too sideways with that. So we're going to go ahead and jump in, and I don't know, maybe it's a fear that the internet's going to go out again, and here's something cool, you guys. I'm such a numpty. So I've been testing this, right? I keep telling you guys I'm testing, I got this little stand for my camera, so it's right in front, so I'm looking at the camera, and the thing is, I like to stand up usually when I record. I'm sitting, I don't know what I did to my back. The joys of aging. I don't mind getting older, you guys, but, once you've had back surgery, it's like... Anyways, I literally think I just slept on a bed that was harder than mine. I was at a friend's last weekend. Anyway, so I am sitting, and so the Riverside FM is what I'm using to record the podcast now, has this teleprompter built in. And so I had put the script in, but before it was like in this little tiny window, and I was like, that's kind of hard to see and scroll through. And the funny thing is, I wonder if... No, okay, I will use the mouse here. But I hadn't actually selected the teleprompter option. And so now I did. And so my post is literally on the screen. It's like over my face, which is great. But I also like using Riverside because the screen itself is a black screen. And because of where I'm recording while I'm here, it'll be a lot easier Costa Rica because it's all just natural light. And so it's a lot easier to make that work versus, you know, sun coming in through this window or that window or, you know, the light above me, spotlight, that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I swear I'm going to get to the episode. The cool thing is that I don't have then a glow from the screen either because it's black. So yeah, so all is well. And now I've just rambled at you for 4 minutes about the chaos, but you know, so be it. We're going to jump in. Okay. So let's talk about AI, and I want to specifically talk about how I'm using it, right? I want to go a little bit deeper. And I think it's probably safe to say that most, if not a lot, of content creators are using AI for content creation these days. And the thing is, you know, it's funny because I've also seen this. I sent out an email and it was like, we knew this was coming with AI, and that now all of the messaging is like how to take AI and sound like you, how to make sure you sound like a human, how to not do, you know, which is great, rightfully so, right? This is all new technology. We're all learning together, which kind of reminds me of the early days of social and the internet where, I mean, for me, right? I mean, I wasn't on the internet when it first started, but 2008 was pretty early with online business and digital marketing. And so there was this fun energy of learning together. And so that's what I love about AI right now. Excuse me. And in some ways, I think there's a few different camps, right, when it comes to AI. And some of them are totally over my head. And when I mean camps, I don't mean for or against it, because I'm not of the be against it. I think it's going to be eventually one of those, if you can't beat them, join them, truly, with AI. And so I'm using it in the way that works best for me. And I like to show and teach other people how to use it in a way that works for them. You don't need to pivot your business to become this AI-run machine, right? Or that you integrate it into everything you do. Because I teach content and email and newsletters, it only makes sense, right? It's huge for content marketing. And, you know, but the different camps, right? So where I'm coming from is I think that there are people that are using it kind of, I think that people use it the way I use it, right? Like for what you're using, what you need it for in your business. How can I create and get faster? Which is the two things I want to talk about today. The other spaces, in terms of the other camps, I guess I should say, with AI, are you've got people who are really fascinated by the actual tech of it, and they understand language learning models and how all of this works, and you know the server load and tokens and all of those things, or people that are following. You know, there's a handful of newsletters I subscribe to, and I tend to scroll through some of the content that just isn't necessarily relevant to me. And it's not that I don't care. Well, I kind of don't, but it's just, I don't need more information in my brain that doesn't support what I'm trying to do. And so maybe that's, you know, talking about companies who have completed, you know, more billions of rounds of funding and investments. And how crazy is that, you guys, that we're living in a world where this technology is creating billions of investments, like right out the chute, versus like a company that has hit billions after years in business. It's like billions is the new millions. It's weird. It's just weird. Maybe I'm old. I don't know. Or, you know, whether NVIDIA or AMD is producing more chips in their factory and all that kind of stuff, which again, I think it's neat. I kind of like seeing it, but I don't necessarily need to understand it. And here's a fun little fact for you I saw yesterday, though, and that is that the CEO of NVIDIA and the CEO of AMD are cousins. How cool is that? I don't know. I just thought it was kind of cool. Anyways, so here are the two ways that I am primarily using AI, right? And the first one is to get clarity and create. And the other thing is to cut down the time it takes to complete things. And I know these probably both seem very obvious, but I want to give you specific ways that I'm doing this, okay? I really haven't gotten into much in terms of automations or having AI do tasks that I don't want to do, but that's mainly because I don't have a significant need for it right now. So my priority, there's only so many hours in the day, has to be on how I use it and what I use it for. And so my primary focus with AI right now is using it for content creation. And let me just clarify too, that this doesn't mean that I go in and I'm like, write me a bunch of blog posts. Okay. Because I write all of my podcasts, my blog posts, and my emails, newsletters. In other words, none of this is generated by AI, which is probably obvious. But you know what they say about assuming. I have created one post with the help of AI, and I've linked to it in the podcast show notes here, because I wanted to test creating an outline and seeing what the output was, and then adjusting from there. It was a really good experience and process, and I'll use it again for a couple more in-depth tutorial posts I'm working on. And this specific post was, I went with a listicle idea, and it was, I'm going to tell you the post, but I don't remember the title, but it was like the 8 surprising ways that we can use AI to help us. And one of the things that I love the most is I love the iterative process. I've kind of fallen in love with, I've made a thing. How do I go deeper? How do I make it better? How do I expand on it? How do I take it and do more with what I've already created? Okay, so AI is great for that. It's also great for learning. So if you're stuck on understanding something, you can go in and have this fun conversation with ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini and have it teach you, in essence, you know? So it's really, really fun. And so let me give you a couple examples. I'll give you one specific example for an quote unquote epic post that I'm working on. I'm recording this in the morning, so I do have to finish my coffee, so bear with me. So I'm in the process, literally, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago, but I'm making this move this week as I'm recording, of moving from ConvertKit to Beehive. And again, that's at the time of writing and recording this. As Beehive continues to grow, I know a lot more people are going to make this move. And I think it's a great way, this post that I'm working on is going to be a great way to, one, get traffic to the site because of the Beehive is just running, man. I love it. And I'll go into more detail in the post about why I'm making this move. A lot of it is ease of use. And yeah, it doesn't matter. I'll go into that in the post. Okay. But I've wanted to use it as an email service provider from day one when I discovered it, but they didn't have the automations and tags, and now they do. Okay. So now I'm like, run with it. I think it's brilliant for newsletters, and I want to see what I can do in terms of newsletter growth with it. Okay. So again, I think this post will be great traffic to the website because the keyword is simply be moving from ConvertKit to Beehive, something to that effect, right? I'll attract new subscribers because the people that are going to be interested in doing this are definitely my target market. And then ideally, I make some affiliate commissions along the way. Affiliate marketing is not my business model, but anytime I'm using something and I talk about it and I support it, of course, I'm going to be an affiliate for it, right? So here's the prompt that I used to start this post. And I should say, I haven't started writing the post yet. What I wanted was an outline for creating the content. And so this will be a really iterative process. And one of the things that is very popular, build in public, practice in public. I'm not doing that with this post specifically because I need to test and make sure stuff works. And I don't want to teach people how to do it or share it if I don't know that it's working. And so I'd rather deliver this post and tutorial like tied with a bow, in essence, right? Like, here you go. Here's how to do it. All right. So here was the prompt. Good afternoon. I'd love your help writing an epic blog post that I'll also create video for on the process of moving an email list, subscribers, newsletter, and automations from ConvertKit to Beehive. Is this something you can help me with? I want this to be super clear. And you don't have to ask it, by the way. I want this to be super clear, easy to understand, and highly optimized for SEO. I'll convert the blog post into a PDF that people can download as well. What do you need from me to get started? Right? So I'm not telling it the tone, the voice, any of that yet, right? This is my ideation and outlining piece of it. And this is truly one of my most favorite ways to start a conversation with ChatGPT. And yes, I call them conversations, hence my workshop, Conversations with ChatGPT. I give simple context about what I want to accomplish, and then I ask what it needs from me to get started in order to get the output that I want, right? You know, I'm not going to get into the weeds, I promise, with detailed prompts here. I think I might start doing some video on it, right? Like I had started a newsletter called the AI Marketing Chronicles, where I was documenting one process, like, help me create a free plus shipping funnel. Help me do this. Help me do that. I just don't know that I've got the bandwidth for another newsletter right now. But this whole point right now is to give you an example of how I'm using it, right? But the initial question of what do you need from me will help you get the best result possible. So ChatGPT or Claude or Gemini, I have used both and I do use both. I tend to use ChatGPT simply at a default. But what do you need from me helps you, it's going to cut down your the time it takes to get the results you want, right? So ChatGPT will come back and say, I need to know, and I'm paraphrasing or you know, playing with this. I can't even get a sentence out. This is as an example. This is not an actual output from ChatGPT, but it may come back and say, who is your target market for? How long will this post be? What do you want to include? You know, so it'll come back. Mind you, the output, the outline for this was gold. All right. So let's look at the two bullets that are my primary uses, right? And that is, the first one is using AI for content creation to gain clarity and create. Okay. And so again, first I treat Chatty. That's what I call her because it's ChatGPT. I will trip over that 12 ways sideways. I treat Chatty as more of a partner than a tool, which is why I write in a conversational manner as opposed to simply inputting prompts. First of all, I find the entire process way more fun and it never fails to amuse me. Maybe I'm just so easily amused when Chatty comes back and says, good morning. I'm so happy you like that. Or there are times I'll say to it, like maybe I'm on my laptop in bed at night. I'm saying, this is great. I think I need to close the computer and get some sleep. Get some rest. We can pick up tomorrow. It's just fun. It totally makes it a more collaborative process for me. Anyways, so I talk with ChatGPT to it rather than dictating. And so here are a handful of things that I've used ChatGPT or AI for this week for getting clarity and creating content. And like I said, I tend to default to Chatty. Gemini, I went into Claude and I swear they changed the login. Because Claude, when it came, the last update to Claude, people were saying, oh, it's so much better. You guys, I honestly think that use whatever feels more native and comfortable to you. So much of this comes down to the context that you input really is kind of key. And remember, like ChatGPT, I've worked with it so much, it starts learning my voice and my energy and my tone and all of that. Okay. So first of all, wait a minute, did I skip something here? Sorry, guys, this teleprompter is a little bit new. All right. I love using DALL-E, DALL-E, right? That is inside of ChatGPT for images. And you do need to be on the paid ChatGPT account, which is $20, and you have to be using the latest version. So 3.5 you can't use DALL-E. I believe it's 4. So I've been publishing regularly on Medium again, and my goal is daily. And so I'll go in and I'll create a unique image with DALL-E. I tend to stick with illustration style images, and then I kind of go for a Pixar look. And you guys, I do this because it just makes me happy, right? They don't look like cartoons per se, but there's also a feel to it, right? It's kind of like on my website where all of the photos I decided are going to be of Costa Rica. So like, no matter the page, the background will be a beach or a sunset or whatever, right? Because I am pulling in this ease and simplicity into my business. I want that Pura Vida feeling from Costa Rica, which is pure life. I want that feeling in my brand, in my business, in my life. So I've pulled Costa Rica into my business, into my website, right? And I think I'm going to add, ready for this, a sloth. I need a mascot. I don't, but I want one. And I think I've shared that too. But the Pixar is this fun, childlike quality in me that I like to use. And again, it doesn't necessarily look cartoony. Some do, some don't. But, you know, we like what we like. And so you also want to think about, do I have consistency with brand images when I'm doing them? So keep that in mind. So I love using it. I haven't used Midjourney, and only because I just didn't want to go to the trouble of, I don't want to log into Discord. It's like, I hate Slack. I don't like Discord. I don't want to be in any of those tools, to be honest with you. And so a friend shared recently that Midjourney is, there's going to be a web-based version, which will be great. So then I will jump in and work on that. Okay. Something else I've used it for is creating a lead magnet. So I am running ads on Facebook right now via Laurel Portier's $5 a day ad strategy. And so it's all of her teaching, which you guys, you're not going to find better Facebook training. It's $7 a month, her program. It's nuts. So much value in there. And it's a very different angle. And I just wish I had found her sooner. Anyways, so I needed to come up with a new lead magnet. She calls them value bombs. And so the videos themselves are performing really well, but no one's asking. I tell them to drop me a comment and just write custom GPT. I have created a custom GPT for everything as content that they can give away. And it was interesting because one of the trainings I participated in, Laurel's Blitz, it's a 3-day Blitz, and it was hell for me only because I had to be at the computer at 6 a.m., but it was so worth it. I got everything deployed and up. I was pumped. Anyway, so I got the videos up. And on the third day, she had her mentor, this guy, Nick Peterson, come in. And I swear, you guys, if you can understand, take the time to understand the psychology and marketing and people's behavior. Excuse me. Maybe I should do a little water instead of coffee here. One sec. But he went into this training, which was, again, brilliant. But it was, is it too innovative? So I thought, I wonder if putting out the offer, right? Because people are watching the videos. I'm getting likes and engagements and people are sticking for the whole video. It's great. But the chat GPT, the custom GPT, maybe that's a step above what people want right now. So that's something I can give them once they come into my world. Anyways, so I went into to chat GPT and I took the Everything is Content playbook, which was the 5-part email series. So sorry, you guys. I swear, I'm hoping that this like dryness will be gone when I get back to Costa Rica. I took this playbook, which is the 5 emails. I put them into a PDF. I uploaded the PDF into ChatGPT and I gave it a bunch of context. I said, I want to create a workbook for this because what the goal with this lead magnet / value bomb is to get people engaging, right? And saying, yeah, I'm interested. And then to get them, I'll have a conversation with them in Messenger. And you guys, this is a lot of work. So if you're somebody that doesn't want to do this type of work, excuse me, it's probably not for you. However, I come back to the fact that I'm calling this year my year of doing the work. I am building the most solid foundation and I want paid traffic to complement my organic stuff. Anyway, this is just another way. Now I have the hiccups. This is just, bear with me. I'm so sorry, you guys. But this is another way that I used ChatGPT. Here's a PDF, give me a workbook. And then I iterate from there, right? Like I go in and I say, this is great. Now give me the actual workbook step or whatever. And then, of course, once I have validated that people want this, I'm going to add it to my site and integrate it into the welcome sequence for the newsletter. Okay, this next one, I have to admit, I thought it was pretty brilliant. And I did share with my friend who helped me with this. So I created a content plan for a client based on an Ahrefs SEO report. So like I said, I was pretty impressed with myself. And it was much more of a, this is where you guys can have fun. It was a curiosity, right? And where are my Ted Lasso fans? If you remember where he says, stay curious, not judgmental. And so I was very curious. I thought, wonder if ChatGPT can do this for me. So I have one client that I manage content and social for. It's a divorce. It's a law firm. Excuse me. I am so sorry. It's a law firm in the East Bay here in Northern California. And so I don't have a paid Ahrefs account. She does. And so she ran an SEO report for me. And so I uploaded the report and I asked Chatty, right? ChatGPT. I said, give me 20 blog post ideas based on the keywords and a detailed social plan. The prompt was a little bit more in depth and went back and forth, came out, and it was gold. I was like, this is freaking awesome. So you guys, this is where the magic starts happening. Now, you know, obviously with this type of thing. And then I picked a keyword and we wrote a post. And of course, I have to be very careful. This shouldn't have any legal advice, blah, 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 blah. So, but then we take it and we adjust it so it's more conversational and it, you know, I don't want it to just sound like SEO, AI content out of the gate. All right. So that's another way. Another thing I did was a social media post for LinkedIn. And I'll share more on LinkedIn later, you guys. I never thought I would enjoy the platform, but there is a lot of opportunity there. I'm going through this free training and for the life of me, I cannot remember her name. I actually want to get this gal on the podcast. And I've heard this from a few different people. I mean, there are millions of people on LinkedIn and literally like 3 or 4% are creating content. So there's a ton of opportunity. And it shows up in the search engines. Did you know that? That's kind of crazy, huh? Anyways, but so I had a hook from another LinkedIn tool and I've got a list of the tools below that I'm testing. But then I wanted help in writing the post and bullets for the hook that I was using. So that's where I went in. And then of course I rewrite it in my own voice. Another one was creating a LinkedIn carousel based on a Medium article I wrote. And there's another tool that I'm using for carousels. And I'll talk about that when I get to the tools section. And I don't think I shared this at the beginning of the episode. I am going to share tools and all the links are in the show notes on the website. But so the tool, you can drop in a URL and it'll produce the carousel and then you edit. But I wasn't super pleased with the output of this specific post and carousel. So I went back to ChatGPT and I said, can you create 10 carousels based on this post? And I was looking for a headline and the slide content. And it was great. Again, you guys, I edit and tweak these, but it cuts down the time so much. All right. Another thing I used it for this week. I am so sorry. Podcast meta description. So what I do is I use a tool called Auphonic, AUPHONIC, to create the ID3 tags for and attach my image and stuff to the episode. Basically what those are, you know, when you upload an image to a blog post or whatever, you create what's called an alt tag. And that's so that the search engines, you're telling the search engines what the image is because they can't read the picture. At least not yet, right? So the ID3 tags are the same thing. So it's basically telling the search engines what this audio file is about. Okay. Anyway, so I copy and paste the full post into the longer part, but then the meta description, I'll take the post, I drop it into ChatGPT, and I say, give me a 250 character meta description for my podcast here. And then I'll shorten it for the post on the website. Again, this is for the ID3 tag. So that's just another thing I've done. I have a custom GPT for everything is content. I have a framework for everything is content. I've taught this in the workshop. I'm going to be doing a cohort very soon, probably by the end of April. And I'll do an episode telling you guys what that's going to look like. I wanted to show people how to use the framework. So I created a custom GPT to get people started. And I'm going to be doing a free video on how to create a custom GPT. It's very, very easy, but I'm not interested when I do tutorials, you guys, because I don't want to get stuck in this how-to cycle again, like I was as a WordPress chick. But I really enjoy the teaching element of this is why I said this. This is why I tweaked this here, right? Because you want to understand, not just know how to push the buttons, which I will tell you is what Laurel Portier's $5 a day ad strategy teaches us, is you're understanding her whole ecosystem as opposed to upload an ad here, set your budget, then, you know, like we don't, the teaching of how to push buttons and stuff is so easy to find. So you differentiate yourself when you help people to understand the psychology and the why and the purpose behind what you're doing. Anyways, so that's a handful of ways that I used AI, specifically ChatGPT, to clarify and create content over this past week. And I may have said it before, I do use Gemini and Claude too. I tend to use ChatGPT at a default. So sorry, you guys, if I have repeated myself with that statement, only because, you know, take two. It is what it is. So the clarity, right? That's the other bullet, is that I use AI to get clarity on stuff. And so this may not feel as direct as the content creation piece, but in some ways, it can be a little bit more fun, right? Because you're not necessarily saying, give me this thing. You're going in to get clarity on something. So when I'm trying to flesh out an idea or a concept, it can take a few sessions with Chatty to accomplish what I want, but that's to be expected. Hence the desire to get clarity, right? My intention in using the tool is to get clarity and to work through something. So often I need to sit with something or revisit it the next day. And I can tell when I need to do that because it starts to feel a bit like I'm going in circles or that the output is sucking. And the output only sucks because your input sucks. That's when I know, step away. And it really is safe to say that most of the time it's going to be because of your input. I mean, there have been times where I'm like, all right, Chatty, you're drunk. Like, let's just call it a day and I'll come back. But truly, you know, it is about fleshing it out. And so I like that iterative process. And here's the other thing you can do. So when you're working through an idea or you're trying to get clear on a concept, don't, just like I said earlier, what do you need from me? You can stop and say, I'm feeling very stuck. I feel frustrated because I don't know how to pull out what I'm missing. Can you give me some guidance on what might be helpful to get clear on X, whatever it is you're working on, right? All right. So, I mean, it's, don't be afraid to treat it almost, I was gonna say like a therapist, right? And that you guys, there's therapy AI tools. But I have an amazing therapist still, much to her dismay. She thought she retired. Okay. So the other way I'm using this obviously is to save time. And I get that I'm stating the obvious here, but truly it's only going to save you time if you have a good base or a foundation from which to work. So, you know, like where I was telling you that this is my year of doing the work, and you guys, it's not that I don't do the work, but, and this is in all transparency, I've been doing this now 16 years. I would say between 2016, 2017 to 2022, I had so much going on in my personal life. I had a lot of challenges with my son. I've moved. I lost my mom. There was just a lot. And it was like, I stepped back a little bit. And your girl's back, let me tell you that. But, so coming back full circle to this year of doing the work is that in some ways, I feel like I'm sort of in this rebuilding phase. And so it's making sure that I've got this really incredible foundation. So I'm doing that with the ads. So, you know, Laurel always says it's 90 days to data. It is, I'm treating everything as 90 days to data. The fact that I'm not starting from scratch makes that very easy in terms of, it's not like I disappeared for 6 years and I've got an audience everywhere. Doesn't mean they're all active, but it doesn't take a lot to get this going again, right? Anyway, so the thing is, when you have the good foundation and you've got a solid base to work from, it will save you time. And it's not that you can't spit out content quickly, but if you do that without something solid behind you, meaning knowing, okay, if somebody reads this article or listens to this or watches this video, now what, right? How do I bring them into my world? How do I make sure that I can create a relationship with this person that solves their problems? What does this look like? And some of that is figuring it out, right? So there is also a piece, if you're new, or maybe you're in this rebuilding or fixing stage, where you don't have the whole path mapped out, and you don't have to, but you need to know the first 1 to 3 steps, let's say. And ideally, everything you're doing is just, let's say, to use the foundation metaphor of a house, right? Is, okay, like you're building that really solid concrete foundation, and then you start building the walls, and then you start building, you know, adding the insulation and the sheetrock and blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. You know, because the thing is, if you just start spitting out content quickly, and unless you're going to test, right, maybe you're going to test it with like a faceless, nameless niche brand or whatever. But AI generated content is something that people and the search engines can see from miles away, if you don't take the time to edit, iterate, and really make sure you've pulled your voice and tone into it. You're also going to run the risk of damaging your brand and business, you know? And maybe that's a little bit harsh, because the truth is, like, most people are not that busy thinking about you unless you just, you know, hands down, do something really sleazy. All right. Because even as AI gets better, remember that it's also learning to write in your voice the more you use it, when you're consistent with the tools you're using anyways, right? So if you're going to go, I'm going to do ChatGPT and then Gemini and then Claude, and I'm going to try this over here. You know, the more you use one specific tool, the more it starts learning your nuances and your voice and whatnot. You really need to make sure that what you put out into the world sounds and feels like you, regardless of whether you've used AI. Okay. And while it also depends on what you're creating, using AI as a starting point is going to significantly cut down your creation time, right? So for me, you guys, long form is not challenging for me. A lot of these podcast posts that I write are usually 1800 to 2200 words, very easily to hit that mark. Now, I love the process of writing. And so I enjoy this iteration, right? But sometimes you can be stuck with the idea. And it's like I said, creating these outlines or brainstorming or the lead magnet and stuff. It's like taking something you've done and it's like, you know, it's just like sound effects. It cuts down that time. And so it's also an incredible brainstorming tool. You know, if you take my initial example above and where I said, you know, give it some context as to what you're trying to accomplish and then ask it what it needs from you to get it done, all of a sudden you've hit on a bunch of things. And a couple things I'll tell you too, when you do stuff like that, like what do you need from me? So I started doing this a long time ago, like, I don't know, sometime last year when I was really getting into ChatGPT. And so it said, I need your target market, your audience, what are their problems, all of those things. When you do that and you take the time to answer those questions, copy and paste that somewhere or so that you can take that and create, you customize your GPT experience, right? So that your tool can learn more about consistently writing and using your tone and voice and whatnot. But that stuff is thing, I called them chat starters a while ago, but some of these things are things you're going to need again. So make sure that you, I mean, they're always going to be in a chat thread, but you know, I've used a handful of different folders for ChatGPT. I still don't think there's a great way to organize and save them. Anyways, but honestly, just like anything else, the more you use AI, the more possibilities you're going to start to see. And then it becomes fun to test and try things, especially when you do it in this conversational tone, right? As opposed to copying and pasting prompts, you know, and play with it. You know, like I said, there's a handful of newsletters that I subscribe to. Some will give you prompts. You can try and just go, all right, you know what? Forget the conversational thing that Kim suggested. I'm going to go ahead and I'm just going to put this prompt in and see what comes out. You'll know which is an easier process for you or what you need to add to that prompt. Okay. So I have a suggestion for you. And here's what I would do is I would pick 1 to 3 types of content and platforms that you're going to focus on. For me, that's my own site, Medium, and LinkedIn, and soon YouTube. And I know that that's 4, but like I said, I've been doing this for a while. So I'm not necessarily starting from scratch here. When you find what works for you, create your own process and custom GPT if it makes sense. So here's an example, okay? So this podcast episode that I'm recording, this is what this gets repurposed into, right? It's a video for YouTube and then other platforms, but I am going to stream the podcast and get the videos up. My goal is to get this started by the end of April. I can cut them into video shorts. I can post the full post on Medium. I can create social content, email, to drive people back to listen, right? And so because I have the original content and I wrote it myself, it's going to be a lot easier to edit any output I get from ChatGPT, you know, as opposed to starting from scratch with only AI-generated content. Excuse me. So a great custom GPT for me would be a podcast repurposing GPT. Because you guys, I'm telling you, text is, I don't care if you're going to do just audio and video, you do need to know how to write well. I've been saying that forever, right? So what I could do is I would go in and when you create a custom GPT, like if you log into ChatGPT, there are 4 prompts. Just right out of the gate, it's like, what do you want help with today? And you can pick it. So your custom GPT will do the same thing. So for me, I would create it so that 1 starting prompt is turn this into a social campaign, turn this into a LinkedIn carousel, turn this into the Medium post. I would just copy and paste it and do the canonical URL, which is telling Google I publish this somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And then how do I turn this into shorts or some, whatever. But so that way I just load it and then I copy and paste it and I can just spit it out. I don't have to do the whole context piece, right? Like you don't have to start from scratch with that. And like I said, I've got a friend that wants to do she doesn't know how to do a custom GPT. So to me, this will be a great video showing people how to do it and the purpose of it. And then I'll use it as content. Remember, everything is content. So I'll use it as content, excuse me, and then show her how to do it. And again, this is funny, you guys. I'm sitting here not looking at my little teleprompter, but my thoughts would initially be LinkedIn content, a carousel prompt, a text prompt so that I can create different text posts, YouTube headline and description for that podcast episode. You know, so you can see where this just starts getting deeper, deeper. Maybe I have two podcast GPTs. One is for textual content and one is for what can I do? How do I turn this into video content? And you guys, you can see how this starts to feel a bit like the Matrix, or maybe it's Inception, right? That you just start drilling down into deeper and deeper directions. And every time you drill down, you can see possibilities. It's a little wild. But if you focus on using AI for content creation for only a handful of things at first and make mastery of what you're doing the goal, right? Because you're going to want to measure how all your output performs, then there is nowhere to go but up, okay? All right, so now I want to talk to you guys where we're at. Okay, this is good. I got about 20 minutes. So for the tools I'm using, so for general writing, and I have links to, again, all of this in the show notes. I use ChatGPT, obviously, Chatty, Claude AI, and Gemini. I'm still getting my feet wet with Gemini, but I will tell you that I was frustrated with Chatty trying to get a headline rewritten. So I asked Gemini to do it and I got a better output. I mean, it actually listened to me. So Neuron Writer, it was an AppSumo deal that I bought. You never know with those, right? Is this going to be here in 6 months? Is it not? But they're producing a lot of content, teaching people how to use the tool, and it's got SEO purposes. So that's my goal with Neuron, is to learn how to really optimize stuff with that. And like I said, too, CoSchedule Headline Analyzer. I return to this for headlines, and there's also AI in there that's helpful. Again, the differentiator with CoSchedule is that it doesn't just spit out new headlines; it scores you and it tells you need more emotional words, you need power words, you need this, you need that, try this, that kind of stuff. And then you can open those word banks and you can scroll through and say, can I integrate this word into that? And like I said, I tend to go for positive statements. And then this one, it deserves its own tutorial also. And that is reactor.is. And this is a new tool by Rob Lennon. And if you're not familiar with Rob, he pivoted to all AI, gosh, last year. Pretty prolific creator on Twitter. And, you know, so I plan on doing a full post on this as well. But it's really, really neat. You don't just jump in and use it. You can, but he helps you. There's a process for going through and saying, all right, I want to, again, you know, I was talking about that foundation where you're building in what you're trying to do, the audience, and God, what was fear? I apologize, but I'll do a post on that too. But it's pretty amazing. And it's primarily for short social content, right? So that you can tweets, LinkedIn posts. You guys know that what I see, TikTok is now doing notes. So kind of like, I think they're kind of competing with Instagram. You guys, we're at this stage, this is all off script, obviously, that it seems like most of the platforms are all going to do the same thing, but you'll know where you want to be and where you can get some traffic. So it's pretty interesting. Okay, so now let's talk about video audio tools. I have been using Opus.pro to cut these videos, the whole podcast, into shorts. The only thing, for some reason, one, like when I'm recording you guys, I'm far enough back from the camera, but yet the shorts like zoom into my face and I don't know. I'm not terribly thrilled with the output of those, but it still isn't a bad idea to try them and use them and see how they work, right? But I'm probably going to cancel it because Riverside FM also creates shorts now. So you're going to find where the tools you're using are going to start integrating different pieces of things. So you're not going to need to duplicate. Like I was using Descript, you guys, before, and I know so many people love Descript. I hate the UI. I think it's dated. I think the text is tiny. It makes me cuckoo. But what I was using Descript for was the eye contact correction. So meaning if I was reading off the screen, and I don't ever read these episodes, you can tell, what I do is I use them to keep me on task. Not that always are tracked, right? But so Descript allows you to correct your eye contact. So it looks like you're looking at the camera versus looking at text on a screen. So that's all I was using it for. But that's why I went into figuring out, I'm like, I need to find another option for this because I'm using Riverside. It'll do all these things. So, you know, like I'm able to get rid of a couple other tools. So anyways, but Opus.Pro Pro is great. And each of these tools, as AI improves and learns and gets better, they're adding features. So a lot of this stuff is coming. So obviously I'm using Riverside FM, Jupyter, and it's J-U-P-I-T-R-R. I'm going to test this again because what Jupyter does is you can upload you can upload a video and then you can do B-roll. So as an example, me sitting here talking to you guys, which if you're watching a video could get boring just watching me talk, right? And I don't think anybody on YouTube is necessarily going to sit and just watch me talk for an hour. And I am going to start rolling in a lot more interviews, you guys. But what I can do is I can do some B-roll over it, or even just with shorts, you can pull you in, and my audio is still going, but it'll pull in B-roll. So we'll see. Munch is another tool, kind of like Opus, but you can post directly to social. And I want to say that Munch, I think, starts at like $49, and Jupyter maybe, what's that? Opus.Pro is 19. I have to look at the pricing again, you guys. I've got these all calendared to cancel stuff because, right, how many times do you do that? Oh, that looks great. And you try it. And then, anyways. So I'm going to test Munch when I jump more into video. Okay. Again, goal end of April. Cast Magic was another AppSumo deal that I found, which was kind of awesome. And it was for repurposing the podcast to create social content, a bunch of stuff. So I upload the audio, it transcribes, it does a bunch of stuff. So not super thrilled with some of the social stuff it puts out. It still sounds a little too AI-y, which, you know, and I don't mean the letter E, just like crazy. AIE, like with a Y. Anyways, that was a Kimism. But Cast Magic, again, all these tools, what I'm impressed with is that they're all growing and they're continuing to develop and there's plenty of room, right? I think I probably should do a full epic sort of post on tools specific to AI for content creation and maybe just a page on the site. Anyways, and then of course Canva, right? Canva's amazing for everything. I've not played with a ton of the AI in Canva, but it just, I mean, I would always bet money on Canva. Okay, so let's talk a little bit again. Now we'll talk about graphics and social media. So I've already mentioned DALL-E inside of ChatGPT. Canva, like I said, the other one, AI carousels, you guys, aicarousels.com, or actually go to kimdoyle.com/AI carousels. I will get an affiliate commission for that. But this is so amazing. Like you can literally upload the content. It is the fastest way to create a carousel. And it's not just for LinkedIn. You can create an Instagram carousel. You can do all of it. So I don't know. I haven't tried to just resize one, but it's amazing. And I sent an email to the founder. I'm like, this tool is great because I had an issue when I was exporting one. And it's some of the extensions I have in my browser because it works fine. Or something on my anyways, it's something on my desktop, but it works fine in Firefox or whatever. So either way, AI carousels, so fast, so fast. And you can use AI to edit the text on your carousels, but he's got tons of templates in there. It's fantastic. Okay, here's another one that I think is just freaking magic. It's called Supa Demo, S-U-P-A-D-E-M-O. And I'm going to use Supa Demo when I do these tutorial posts. Because what I can do, ready for this, you guys, is I can record my screen. I don't have to say a word. And then it generates kind of like a slideshow almost, but there's tooltips with AI voice telling you step by step by step by step. And the nice thing is that stuff like that, as opposed to a video, is that somebody can navigate at their own pace. And then get this, you can also export the process, right? So you can use this for SOPs, you know, standard operating procedures in your business. I'm going to do it more for tutorials, but you can also export it as screenshots and instructions. So when I was talking about doing that ConvertKit to Beehive post, there's going to be a handful of Supa demos in there. You can embed them into the post. And then what I'll do is I'll let people know if you want to download this tutorial, name and email, get the PDF, right? So then I can incorporate that. And the other cool thing with Supa demos, I'm like, all right, so can I take the Supa demos and navigate it and just record it like a video? Of course I can. You guys, I get so giddy with this stuff. The next one is gamma.app, APP. This is what I use for presentation. It like hands down the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. I created a PDF. You can create, you know, a slide deck, all of these things. It's got AI built in. Probably should do a tutorial on Gamma also, but love it, love it, love it. You can create templates. You can customize it. It's great. As an example, if you've got clients that you want to customize something for. So here's an example. I have a friend that works in a building and construction industry. She does all the content, SEO and marketing. And so to be able to create one type of report that she delivers to clients, she can use Gamma and then just go in and recustomize and edit stuff. I mean, it's amazing. MyMarkey.ai. This actually is still on AppSumo, I think. I didn't sign up for it with AppSumo, but basically you can go in and it'll automatically create Instagram posts for you. You do the input and then AI generates your posts for you. So, another great one. So Taplio is the LinkedIn tool I'm testing. I did this. I think Amanda Goetz had done a webinar with Taplio, and then it's a 30-day trial for $1. So I am committed to figuring out LinkedIn. Just like I've said how many times, I'm going to master paid traffic this year. For me, I want to see if LinkedIn is the opportunity it is, and I really think it is. So I'm using Taplio. Now, Taplio, after this 30-day, it's a little pricey. It's like $65. However, what would it cost you? Could you hire somebody to manage and do? It's not going to do everything for me, right, guys? But it would cost me a lot more to hire somebody to do LinkedIn for me. So I'm really reframing the stuff I'm keeping. And you guys, I'm not keeping all of this stuff. I test it. And then if it resonates, like AI carousels, Supa Demo, and Gamma, love, 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 love them. Because I'll even create lead magnets with Gamma to spit out a PDF. They're just gorgeous. Okay, Chrome extension. So I had a great extension I was using for folders and I ridiculously removed it. Long story, because it was showing up on two sides and I was like, what is this? Anyway, now I can't remember the name of it. And the bummer with that is I'd already had stuff in folders. So anyways, I found another Chrome extension that just basically creates folders for your, you know, ChatGPT threads, for lack of a better word. And so they're easier to find. But I really did like the other one too. Most of the Chrome extensions for ChatGPT felt like they added a lot of clutter and didn't really save me so much time. Like, I don't want something popping up in the sidebar. Like, you know, Chrome slows me down enough as it is. You know, I keep thinking, well, jump into Arc, but I have all these bookmarks and all this stuff in Chrome. Anyway, so Arc is a new browser, guys, if you have not heard of it. But, you know, so you can go to the Chrome extension store. There's tons of ChatGPT extensions if you want to try something. And I'm sure, I would assume there's going to be Gemini extensions, right? Google. Patience really isn't my strong suit, though. And I just don't need stuff that creates more work for me. And, you know, I'm doing my best to keep up with using it for the stuff that I want to use it for. So like I said, I've come across plenty of extensions. I've tried some. I may revisit them in the future. But for now, you know, my focus really is elsewhere. And so there are plenty of other tools I share and mention in the newsletter, which, by the way, if you're not subscribed, go to kimdoyle.com/the-spark. But truly, there's only so much time in the day, right? So my focus has to be on what I'm currently doing and whether a tool is a distraction that creates more work or helps me focus on what I'm doing. There's also a lot of AI tools out there that will focus on one element of content or marketing. But, you know, unless it's something like Rob Lennon's Reactor IS or Supa Demo, like where it's a unique case study, or something that really helps with SEO, then for the most part, again, I haven't spent a ton of time in these tools. A lot of this stuff, it was kind of like with Jasper, I was like, I'm not seeing what that does for me that I can't necessarily do in ChatGPT for myself. And they had done an integration with, what was it called? There was an SEO tool they did an integration. I forget. But I'm like, to me, I would want one of those. you know, all the tools are pretty fun to play with. So I do have to rein myself in and not get sidetracked. The only other tool I really want to take a look at, though, is Content at Scale. Content at Scale is like $250 a month, $249 a month, I think for 4 posts. But it just keeps getting better and better. And I follow and I watch Julia McCoy. And so, you know, that would be when I have nailed my own SEO strategy, which it's funny because I have to tell you, this is a side note. So, you know, my everything is content is based. I hate doing keyword research. I really do. I don't like to do keyword research. I like to write what I want to write about. At the same time, my doing the work this year is making sure I've got this incredible solid foundation. And so I reached out to a friend, my friend who did the Ahrefs report, because she does SEO for clients. And she's like, I thought you didn't like SEO or key or, you know, so I sent her that middle finger emoji. And she goes, she's like, oh my God, I almost spit my water out. And I said, look, I'm not anti-SEO content at all. I'm anti-niche only content, meaning I think we have to bring in our personality and our voice and our energy and our brand and all that. That's why people want to do business with us, right? So anyways, you know, like I'll figure out the best thing for me. And then I'll decide, is it worth it? Or is Neuron Writer enough for me, right? And just like everything else in content marketing and business, well, life really, right? It's going to take consistent practice and use of the tools to get to the point where you have found exactly what works for you. And you guys, it's like, God, what was I listened to? It was Russell Brunson. It was a Marketing Secrets podcast. And I'm not following a ton of stuff with ClickFunnels or him anymore. He's a great marketer. No hate. I'm not throwing shade. But he did this video the other day about, you know, ad costs are going up if you do it the way all these direct response marketing guys were doing it. Because Laurel's strategy, you guys, just side note, and I swear, I don't get affiliate or anything, but I'm so grateful that she has taken the time to do her thing and show up in the world. There was a gal that said, I've literally spent $141. I've only had 3 conversations and I landed a $7,400 client. Another person landed a $187,000 client. And Laurel's, I don't know, not her claim to fame, but the year she made $1 million in her business, she only spent $37,000 on ads. I'd say it's a pretty good return. You just have to be patient and be willing to do the work and get the data to figure out. Anyways, the same thing is true with using AI in your own business. The more you practice, the sooner you adopt this. And it doesn't matter, you guys, if you spend 20 minutes 1 week and 20 minutes and that's all you've got. It's okay. Because really, you know, I mean, you don't have to adopt AI for anything, right? But I really do feel that at some point we're going to end up in this, if you can't beat them, join them, or the people who have adopted it and have found a way to integrate. So here's another thing. Okay, side. This is all off script, and I'm wrapping this up. I promise. But I was thinking about, you know, I've done this whole website rebrand. I'm feeling really clear on everything, and I was like, oh my gosh, who was I talking to? StoryBrand by Donald Miller, right? Incredible book. I've done it. And I was like, I need to work through StoryBrand for myself. I'm going to do it with ChatGPT because I have all of this content that I've created, and I've already defined this and nailed this and gotten clear on things. So I'm like, this is going to be really fun to work through StoryBrand with ChatGPT for myself in terms of my own messaging and branding and voice and all of those things. So anyways, you guys, this is an example, and part of me feels like this may have been a fire hose, but again, go to the show notes. I've got all the links to all the tools. Some are affiliate links, some are not. But have fun with this. Don't take it too seriously. Find what works for you. And I do one-on-one sessions. If you're stuck and you're not sure, we can do this. Either email me, kim@kimdoyle.com, or go to coaching. And we can do a one-off session, and it's recorded, and you're going to get the whole ChatGPT output. And if you've not worked with me, you guys, I'm the one driving the bus, so to speak. You're there. You show up, and I ask you questions, and I'm in ChatGPT. I'm iterating all the stuff. So anyways, it's a ton of fun. As always, guys, thanks so much for listening. I love you tons. Have a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening, and I will catch you next week.